Good morning.
This is John doing the daily inspiration here, and I thought I would bring the word to you this morning. It's always good to guard since you get the word of God to meditate on it. But I think more than the volume of the word is the content. The content is to stop, is to pause, is to allow it to settle in our hearts. Sometimes when we read too much, we don't grasp what we read. And so I hope that we can take the word of God and meditate on it and chew on it. I have to think of, I was raised on a dairy farm. And the cows, we would feed the cows.
And cows would go out to pasture, and they would feed
for a while.
And then they would go off and find a sheep tree and lay down and chew their cows. You know, just getting more value out of what they have to feed. And I think that's a good illustration
of what?
What we need to do is to take the word and meditate.
Yeah.
The book of James,
chapter 1 here.
I'm going to start in the beginning. There's a few encouragements here that I want to read to us. James, a servant of God
and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings.
My brethren, count it
all joy when you fall
into divers temptations, knowing this, that the
trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
If any of you lack
wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
I think so many times
we find it challenging to fully lay our burdens before God.
Here it talks about wisdom, but doesn't wisdom apply to so many different areas in our life? Where do you use wisdom? He says he gives all men liberally and upbraideth not.
Another translation would be that he's got plenty, he gives plentiful, and he doesn't rebuke you for asking.
He doesn't rebuke you for asking. But let him ask in faith, not
wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven in the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And so,
as we read these
words, how many times do we ask and we waver?
We doubt. We question. The enemy
comes in and whispers little lies to us that, oh, well,
you shouldn't pray that way, or God doesn't want you to have that, or because we don't want to use what God has promised selfishly. So many times, Satan likes to keep us in lack.
Satan likes to keep us bound. Satan likes to keep us busy.
Like where our time is used for work, where our money is used for bills. Because when God has everything and we have plenty, there is plenty to reach around. And we can bless so many more
people. And yet the
enemy wants us to get stuck. And so when we pray, we doubt. And when we doubt, we don't receive. For let not that man think that
he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Let the brother of low esteem rejoice
that he is exalted, but the rich
that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass
he passes away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it
withers the grass, and the flower thereof
falls.
And the grace of the fashion of it flourishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. And the one
that I really see here is that it's easy for
men who are not
spiritually minded to put a lot of stock in
the house and finances and the vehicles in their life and in their homes and
what they own in their assets.
But I can confess that I have been
blessed to be around a number of godly
older men who love God with all their heart, who have more
than enough.
But their earthly status is not
their identity. So may you seek not so much to get rid of your money, but to get your money out of your heart and give it all to God. And let God be with us. I see that many times
the people that God takes
the most away is the people that have the necessary identity left in their stuff. And you see other men who are humble men of plenty of means, but they don't want to. You hardly know because they have their means for the right purpose. That's all for today.